What a weekend it was for Newtown in the last week. I don't think anyone could have saw what was going to go on against Prestatyn last week. The Robins, they looked down and out, but they clawed their way back from the brink twice to take all 3 points against Prestatyn. And we'll be hearing all about that performance firsthand as we have the Robins' new fullback Steph Edwards on the show tonight, and he is joined by a former teammate of his. Who boasts over 100 appearances in the Welsh Premier League. 100 appearances for Ballow. We've got Mark Jones with us. Thanks for coming on the show, gentlemen. And I will just start with you, Steph. Saturday, 4-3. What a game that was to be involved in.
It would have been a great game for a neutral watching. Plenty of goals. It was nervy. We always thought at half-time when we were down 2-0 that we could get back into the game. I think we started well and we were creating lots of chances first half. Unfortunately, got hit on the break twice and conceded two. But like I said, we were confident that we could always get back into the game. And the lads showed great character in the end to come back and win the game.
Was it a frustrating point of view from you? You know, as a defender in the first half, because the back four played so well. They hit you on the break twice, as I said, they scored. But the amount of chance that the strikers missed, was that a bit of a bone of contention then?
I think that's true. We did defend quite well. I mean, I don't think that they carved us open in any way. Unfortunately, it was a couple of mistakes really for the two goals, and it was against the run of play. But no, I mean, you got to just encourage the strikers to keep going. I mean, you know, people miss chances. It's part of the game. But you just got to encourage them to keep going, and eventually they did. And you know, Jace got two goals in the end. I think he was a bit frustrated with himself in the first half and missing a couple of chances, but that just shows his character as well to come back and score two goals.
Yeah, and sort of the character of the team you just spoke about there, the team spirit, that must be pleasing, you know, from your point of view, that you can defend so well and you've got that team spirit and that quality going forward that you can push and score goals right at the end.
Yeah, they're a great set of lads, and you know, the team spirit's great, and like I said, character is brilliant. It's excellent to show, and in any game to come back and against Prestatyn, you know, they're a good side, and to come back in any game behind 2-0, it was good. Like I said, it's great character.
And would you prefer that, a 4-3 win or a boring 1-0 win?
For the feeling after the end of the game, the 4-3 win, there's no better feeling to win a game in the fashion that we did. But I think the gaffer would probably be more pleased with a 1-0 win.
We'll just talk about your time now. You come into Newtown in the summer from Ballow. You played for a few clubs, Druids and Welshpool, before that. How are you sort of been enjoying your time at Newtown? You've come in and you've stamped your authority on the side straight away.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it, to be fair. Like I said, the lads, all great bunch of lads. I think I've settled in quite quickly. Not only with them, but you know, the committee and people involved with the club. I've been at a few clubs for my age, but that's partly to do with me moving around with university and things like that. I had quite a settled period at Ballow. I enjoyed my time there as well, but like I've, you know, spoke to you before now about just, it was a new challenge for me. Really enjoying it so far.
We'll just move on now. We've got Mark Jones here, a former teammate of Steph's. Mark, you were in the Ballow squad on Sunday. What happened there? No, I don't think anyone saw an 8-1 scoreline coming from Ballow on Sunday.
It was a brilliant result for us. I was on the bench myself, but the lads, I thought they performed really, really well. Carmarthen were, I think, missing a few players. I think Curtis Bell was suspended. He's a big player for them. Paul Fowler had to drop back at centre-half. I think they missed him, his presence in midfield. But all in all, it was a brilliant result for us.
And you went down 1-0 inside sort of 40 seconds. What was the feeling then? Do you feel it was not going to be your day inside the first minute?
Yeah, well, you know, after to go a goal down the first minute, it's you think you've got to claw it back and then you get back in the game. But you know, you got 89 minutes to get back into it, and I think once we scored the equaliser, we were comfortable all for the rest of the game.
On the whole, do you feel it was Carmarthen were terribly poor or Ballow were just excellent on the day? Because I know I watched the highlights myself, and there was a lot of chances apart from the goals. It could have been double figures, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I thought that's been too harsh on Carmarthen. They were poor on the day, but on the other side, we played really well. It was just one of them games where, you know, they could have, might have got away with it one day playing badly, but because we were basically scoring all our chances, and it just turned out to be 8-1. But like you said, it could have been more.
Yeah, do you feel that they'll sort of struggle this season? They haven't brought in as many players, I think, as people would have thought. A lot of their players have gone to Port Talbot. But where do you see sort of Carmarthen ending up this season?
before the start of the season, I always thought they'd be aiming for top six, like the majority of the teams in the league. But I don't know, after that game, I think they are lacking a couple of players, especially if they have suspensions and whatnot. But I don't know, it's too early to say, I think.
Yeah, do you think losing Doidge up front, that's a massive blow for them, because that's 20 goals cut out of the team.
Exactly, yeah. It's where they're going to get them 20 goals from, that's the question. But obviously, he was a big player for them last year. He's going to be a big miss. But they've just got to get on with it.
Bala looking well at the moment this season. First game of the season, you probably could and should have beaten Airbus. It seems that Colin Caton's made some good acquisitions in the summer.
Yeah, we've had a lot of good, exciting players joining, really. We've had experience, obviously, the likes of Dave Attell.
How's he sort of been for squad? He played for Gibraltar in the week, and he's got 400 games under his belt for Crewe, so that must be a big...
Exactly, yeah. He's he's a calm head at the back. Like I say, he's played 400 games in the Football League. He's a great lad to have around everyone. And it's just, like you said, after the Airbus game, we were probably disappointed to not have got 3 points.
Yeah, and you obviously signed Mike Hayes as well from Connors Key. He's a different dimension up front.
Yeah, he adds, he's got different parts of his game, but his main part of his game is his legs, really, and he's quick.
Yeah,
he gets in behind players, and he's trying to defend, that's a nightmare.
You said to us then briefly that you were on the subs bench on Sunday. Do you feel it's going to be tough to push into that team now with a lot of players coming in?
Yeah, it's only healthy to have competition for places. Obviously, extremely disappointing not to be playing. No one likes sitting on the bench, especially when you're fit, but. I've got no fault. The lads are doing really well. We were playing, and long may that continue.
Steph, Mark just said about competition for places. I think at Newtown, I don't know if any of the players have spoke to you about this. At last season at Newtown, seemed like the team sort of picked themselves because it was quite a small squad. Whereas this season, it's quite a big squad. Is that probably what's spurring Newtown on at the moment? That's why performance is so good, because everyone's competing for places.
Yeah, like Mark said, it's always healthy to have competition for places. And we've got, I think, 8 new signings this season. So. And every one of them that Gaffer's brought in, they've all got quality. So we all know that if we have a bad game or we don't perform to the level that's expected, that someone can come in and take our place. And I think, but like I said, it is healthy competition. We're a great bunch of lads, and we all get on, and we all spur each other on to play well and do well. And if that means sitting on the bench, we encourage the team.
Just coming back to you, Mark. As we said then, Colin Kent's brought a lot of players in summer, but he's also brought Hugh Griffiths in. He's got a lot of experience as a manager at Welshpool. Kevin Drews, what's he sort of been like on the sideline? Because he seems, he gets quite irate on the sideline sometimes. He did at Newtown in the first game, but is that a good move for the club?
Yeah, definitely. At the end of the day, Hugh's got a pro licence. It's only beneficial for the club, but he's come in pre-season, and everything's a high emphasis on fitness, and Hugh likes to coach. And I think it's showing so far this season that it's working.
Yeah. Well, and obviously Bala are in second place at the moment, so something's going right down there. We'll just look at a few of the results from Saturday. Steph, Bangor are very much in the mire at the moment after 4 games. They lost again on Friday to Airbus. What seems to be going wrong there?
Well, I think if you look at the fixtures that they've had, they've had a tough start. They've obviously played TNS and Airbus, who will probably be expected to finish in the top 2 places. So they've had a tough start. I think they'll turn it round. Bangor are a big club. They've got lots of quality in the side. I'm not too sure. I suppose people would have maybe seen us winning there as maybe a shock. But I think we played well up there and deserved the 3 points. I'm sure they'll turn it round though. Like I said, they're a good side.
Just on to you, Mark. You played Airbus in the first game. Can you see them challenging TNS more than they did last season, or do you think the gap will sort of stay the same at the top?
It'll be tough. TNS are still the strongest team in the league. Airbus, credit to them, they've pushed in the last couple of seasons. They were missing a couple of players when we played them, but I think they will find it tough to close the gap, yeah.
Do you think the 3G pitch will benefit, because I don't know if it was my point of view when we watched them, when they were there last Friday. They seem to still play, you know, that Route 1 type of football. Is the 3G pitch going to benefit them, or is it, you know, not going to bring them any closer?
I think they have got footballers in their team, and they do try and play. I know people say they're direct, but I think they can play both ways. Whether that'll benefit them, it's not too early to say, but I think they've got players in their team to pass the ball around, so it can only be beneficial long term, I think.
Yeah. What do you think, Steph? You know, you played in first hand last Friday. It was disappointing, really. Newtown boss sort of the first half round of the game, give away two goals and then a third header, and then Dave Jones got sent off, so it wasn't really our night. But do you feel Airbus had a lot of quality on the pitch at that time? Would you feel
I agree with Mark. I think they can. They're one of the teams in the league that can switch it up. They can play that Route 1 style of football, but they have got quality in the side as well if they want to keep the ball on the deck and pass it round. I think I agree with you as well that when we played them last week that we did match them for the first half, and again just a couple of errors. They were more clinical in both boxes. We didn't take our chances, and when you go 2-0 down and then you lose your keeper and you're 3-0 down, then you know it's always tough.
Yeah. And Connors Key, just moving on to the next result. Mark, they lost 5-1 to TNS. Probably, you know, results that go without saying. But Connors Key, I just think they're fair this season, because in January they brought a lot of players in. In the summer they brought a lot of players in. So you know they still need time to gel them sort of players, do you feel?
Yeah, it seems like there's been a lot of lads coming in there. Takes a while to obviously settle down, get the feet into a new club.
Yeah.
But you know the league's competitive. Every game's a tough game. So it's still early days, but I think if they keep their lads fit, they've got every chance of being okay.
Do you feel they'll struggle as much as last season, Steph? You know, because they scraped out of the relegation zone last season. Connors Key, do you feel they'll push on? Or
I think they'll do better than they did last season. Because I think in the second half of the season last year they did improve when like you said, they brought in some new players, and I think they did a lot better in the second half of the season, and obviously they've kept hold of some of those players and again added to the squad.
Yeah.
I think they'll do okay.
Port Talbot were another one. They had a great win on Saturday. They beat Kevin Druids 4-1. Seems to be a bit of a transformation at Port Talbot, because everyone thought they were going to do so well at the start of last season. You know, Lee Griffiths, they signed Bowser, who was at Swansea, but it all went a bit pear-shaped. They brought a new manager in, new players, and there's sort of renewed optimism down there now.
Yeah, look, you know, I haven't seen the highlights, but the result looks good on paper. You know, with there being not as much South Wales Welsh Premier teams as there has been in the past, they'll be looking to be the strongest one down there now. Yeah. So it's good start for them. So, team to watch.
Steph, Druids are—they're in the bottom four at the moment. Do you feel they are? They're going to struggle. You know, they've brought in a lot of players. You know, 4-1 defeat away at Port Talbot doesn't make for good reading.
No.
So, how do you think they're fair? Obviously, Newtown have got them next week, so you'll know first time.
It's always difficult when you come up into the league, anyway. I know that they've got a completely new squad. Looking at it, they've brought in a lot of new players. I think there's only two remaining from last year's squad, which I found slightly strange. Obviously, the lads have done well to get them up into the league, and they've brought in lots of new players for whatever reason. Like I said, it's always hard when you come into the league. So yeah, I don't know. I hope not, because they're one of my old clubs.
Yeah.
But yeah, they may find it difficult.
Yeah. And the game on Sunday, the live game, Real against Aberystwyth. Aberystwyth won again. There's no prizes for guessing who scored. So how do you think, you know, Aberystwyth, with the players that they've got, do you feel that they can push for that sort of top 4-3 this season, Steph?
I think on paper they're one of the strongest sides in the league now. Especially, you know, obviously you mentioned Chris Venables, and he's banging in goals for fun at the minute, and he's doing really well. I think they'll probably be one of the favourites to maybe finish third.
Yeah. If they do lose Venables, do you think we'll see a considerable drop in Aberystwyth? Are they a one-man team, or have you got they got players that can come in and score as many goals as Venables has?
Tough question. They've obviously got Mark Jones, who scores goals. Yeah. But no, I think Chris Venables has been brilliant the last.
Do you think they're over reliant on Venables though? Because you know, from midfield, he scored 20 odd goals last season.
Yeah. Like you say, if you lose any player that scores over 20 goals, it's going to be hard to replace them. But no, I think they've got Mark Jones. Obviously, it'd be a big, huge miss if Chris Venables left. But they've got other lads who can chip in with goals.
We're just going to move on from that now. We're going to, well, for the Bala fans and for the Newtown fans, we're going to try and get to know the players a little bit better. We'll start with you, Steph. We're going to do a 1-11 style team. So naming your sort of best 11 players you ever played with, and you can't name yourself in the team either.
The best 11.
So what? Start with what formation are you going to go for? 4-4-2, 4-3-3.
I'll stick to 4-4-2.
Yeah, traditional.
Yeah. In goal, I'd have to say Ashley Morris. Obviously, I played with at Bala for 2 seasons. I'd go with him just because I think he's just so consistent.
Yeah.
I can't really remember.
Seems to have been a top performer.
Can't remember when he's made a mistake really ever. I don't think a mistake I can think of in my head. Yeah. So obviously just most consistent keeper I'd say that I've played with.
Yeah.
Right back, I'd go for John Irving. Pace, strong, good in the air, great technical ability. Something that stands out in my mind, I'll never forget, as well as his, obviously his winning goal in the playoff final that got us through to Europe. So he's got to be in the team for that as well. Obviously done really well to go. He's got, I think he's over in New Zealand playing full time now. So he's done really well. Centre half, so I'd have to go with. I'd play Ryan Valentine centre half just because I can't leave him out of the team. But I couldn't leave John Irving out either, so I'd play him centre half, and I know he can play there because he played that position in both legs of the Europa League tie against the Lavadia Talents, and we won the home game, and he played centre half for a long period after Tony got injured. So I know he's strong there, and I can't leave him out the side because of his quality. I'd go with Timmy Edwards. I didn't get to play with him that long because obviously he's coming to the end of his career.
Yeah.
But the fact that I've got managed to play with him at all, I think, you know, he's obviously a Welsh Premier League legend. So for me to leave him out of the team, I just can't leave him out of the team. Left back, I'd go with Mikey Howard, who I played with at Aberystwyth for 1 season. I played in front of him. I played most of that season at left wing, and he was just solid behind me. Great lad as well. He was just, again, consistent. He won all the awards that season, you know, players, player, managers, player. So he had a great season, and he was great for us that year.
Well, I've got to think about midfield now, because are you going to put Mark in it? Former teammate, you live with him. Are you going to
put
him in midfield?
Yeah, he's got to go in there. So centre midfield, I'd go with Mark Jones. Basically, again, can't leave him out. Probably the best player I've played with, really. I remember the first time I played with him, and to be honest, I'd never actually watched him play before I played with him. I've never really honestly followed Wrexham that much, so I'd never watched him play. I'd heard a lot about him, and then I remember the first game that I did play with him, and was really surprised at his quality actually. I'd have to go. He's got to be in my team.
So he's in centre field, who's he alongside?
Mid, and I'd partner him with Kenny Lunt, who I've also played with at Bala.
Just a Bala team, this.
Yeah, again, Kenny, great quality. When he came in, his quality stood out straight away in training, and his knowledge of the game. He was always bringing new ideas in as well to the team, and just again, his quality, I can't leave him out of sight.
Right, wide men?
Wide men, I'd go with Kevin Holsgrove, who I played with at Druids for a short time. He was just on his day, unplayable at times. He was quick, strong, beat a man like he wasn't there. I think he went on to play conference after that, and I'm pretty sure he was at Halifax last year. I'm not sure what he's doing now, but for the time that the brief time that I did play with him, he was on his day, like I said, unplayable at times. And the other winger, I'm going to go with Matty Hersey, who obviously I play with now. The reason for that is because he stood out to me in the, you know, last season when I was playing against him.
Really good season last season.
Yeah, last season for me he was, you know, on watching the games, on the highlights, for me he stood out. I thought he was brilliant in the games that we played against him. You know, he did really well every time we played against him. and I've only got to see more of his quality now that I'm at Newtown myself. He doesn't give the ball away. Yeah. He's got great feet. He can go past players. He scores goals. And I'm hoping that he has another season like he did last year.
Hopefully. Yeah. Right, front two.
Front two, I'd go with Mark Connolly. Again, been in the league a long time. Last season, scored lots of goals. I think in the high 20s last year he scored goals. He scores free kicks. He can hold the ball up when he plays up top. But another part of his game is that he's versatile as well. And he I think he's played, when I was with him at Ballet, I think he played every single position. He even played in goal one game. So, you know, he's got to go in my team. Yeah. And to partner him up top, I'd go with... I'll put Ricky Evans in. Obviously, again, another one that's been so experienced in the league.
Yeah.
I'd say I've played with him at a few clubs. I've played with him at Druids, and I was with him at Aberystwyth as well. He scored goals at Aber. He scored goals at every club he's been in. But you know, in terms of his character in the dressing room is a big thing for me. He brings everyone together. His knowledge of the game's great. Great at holding the ball up. And he's going to be a top winger with Mark Connolly for me.
So there's your 1-11, Steph. We'll move over to you now, Mark. Is it going to be as Balor orientated as Steph's team, or are we going to see a few players we don't know in there?
Won't be as Balor orientated as Steph, no.
Right, we'll start with a goal. What are you going to play? 4-3-3, 4-4-2?
4-3-3.
4-3-3, right. Right, start with the goalkeeper.
In goal would be Ben Foster. He came on loan when I was at Wrexham, I think for about 6 months. Brilliant.
Even at that age?
Yeah, even. I think his first training session, he told Dennis Smith to. Dennis Smith was telling him where to take goal kicks, and he just told him to move out of the way, I can kick it further. He was kicking. He was basically kicking the length of the pitch. And he was even difficult to score in passing in training.
How old was he then, Mark?
Must have
16,
been
17.
I think 19 he was. Yeah. But. Best goalkeeper I've played with.
Gone on to play for England. He's currently at West Brom. So a good choice in goal. Right back
Would be Carlos Edwards. You know, for a couple of seasons at Wrexham, he was outstanding. The Wrexham fans think a lot of him. Scored some brilliant goals. He can obviously play on the right wing, but he can play in right back. He can get up and down. Fit.
Yeah. Went on to play Premier League as well with Sunderland in the end.
Centre back, I'd have Craig Morgan. Grew up with him at Wrexham youth teams. Played with him in the first team. Just so much ability for a centre half. Can defend mainly, but his passing, and he's a footballer. So I'd have him there. Alongside him, I'd have Steve Roberts. Wrexham lad who was at Wrexham with me, same again really, a footballer, could pass, great touch, head it, brilliant. I think he'd be tired when he was 30 because he had back problems, but brilliant defender. Left back, it'd have to be, sorry Steph, you don't make this. I'd have to put Ryan Valentine left back.
Yeah. Just is it Wrexham and Balor?
Wrexham and Balor, yeah. You know, great footballer, played right back, left back. Comfortable on either foot. He's a winner. He's someone you want in your team. When someone's not performing, he lets them know. Good lad, and he's just... I think a manager's dream, to be honest.
Yeah, having him and David Artell at the back now for Balor, that must be fantastic.
Yeah, brilliant. You know, we've got Sean, who's playing left back on loan, a young lad, so he's only going to benefit from playing alongside them. Yeah,
obviously. Right, we're going to move on to the midfield. We've got three in the middle.
I'd probably have Danny Williams. He's probably been my best mate in football. Still close to him now. Played at Liverpool as a professional. Played probably 5-6 years with him at Wrexham. When he was younger, he obviously slowed down as he got older, as he joined Balor. But For a couple of seasons at Wrexham, you know, I thought he was brilliant. He can fill in a centre half, but it's someone I'd want in my team. Alongside him, I'd probably put David Vaughan. Played with him for Wales under 21s a few times. I've never seen him give the ball away.
No. Even now when he plays, I think he's still playing in the Premier League.
I think he went to Crewe, Blackpool, Sunderland. I'm not sure where he is now, but I've never seen him give the ball away. I think Kenny's told me he's one of Kenny's favourite players, and Kenny's played with him at Crewe.
And he's a small guy as well, isn't he? Yeah. I think he's the same height as me, but he's a fantastic player to watch.
Brilliant. Alongside the midfield, I'd have... I'll come back to that, not quite sure.
Alright, we'll move on to the front three then, eh?
The left wing, I'd play Will Buckley. Played with him at Rossdale. I was... he must have only been 17, 18, but he reminded me so much of Carlos Edwards, just how he glided with the ball and he controlled the ball into areas where he knew the player wouldn't be, a defender or if you like. But he's moved on to Sunderland now, I think he's at. But I could see from the age of 17 that he was going to be a top player.
Yeah. Alongside him in the front three.
The right wing, I played Gareth Bale.
It's a bit better than your team, Steph.
Well, he's brought my team to bits, hasn't he, really?
Is this under 21?
Under 21, yeah. I've got to include it. I could easily just avoid...
Should have played Steph then, instead.
Steph, possibly, but not tonight.
How old was Bale when you played with him?
He was even young. I mean, he must have been 16, 17. He was playing left-back at the time.
Yeah.
But, you know... I've got to play him up front now.
Yeah.
But nothing to be said about.
Could see even then. That
Matty Crowell was at Wrexham with me. I'd seen him at Southampton and said that when Gareth Bale was probably 14, Matty Crowell said he's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then gradually as he got 16, he got into the Wales in the 21s, yeah. And then he just carried on to where he is now. But brilliant.
Centre forward
would be Adam Lafondre. Played with him at Rochdale. So sharp, even in training. You know, he gets called like a super sub, if you like, when he comes on.
Yeah, he scored a lot of goals for Reading in the Premier League, didn't he?
Yeah, I can see because he's that sharp. When defenders tire and he comes on, you can see why he scores so many goals.
You've still got that place in midfield left to fill now. Steph's looking at it. He wants to make it into that side. He wants that left side spot.
I'd have to go put. Sorry, I don't know. It's Darren Ferguson. I knew there was a player I was missing.
That was it. At Wrexham. Captain at Wrexham at the time,
He's probably the best player I've played with.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, Gareth. I only played with Gareth Bale a couple of times. But yeah. Darren Ferguson, I was a young lad at Wrexham. Looked up to him.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, he's been Wrexham's over the last probably 15 years. He's Wrexham's best ever player.
Yeah. Just looking at them two then, I think Mark's team's wins hands down. We're just going to have a look at a couple of other things. If you had to pick a manager out of the managers that you played with to take charge of them teams, who would you pick, Steph?
I'd go with Chris Hughes.
Just to keep him sweet.
No, on a serious note, I've got to see him, haven't I? We've got a game on Saturday. But no. Chris, since I've come in, Chris, the training sessions are great. You know, everything's thought out. He knows exactly how he wants to play, we know exactly what he wants from us individually. I think his man management skills are great as well. And I really look forward to working with him a bit more.
Yeah, and who would you have in charge of your team, Matt? You've played for the 21s, Wrexham, Rochdale. Who would you have in charge?
I'd have Dennis Smith.
Yeah.
You know, when I broke into Wrexham's first team, he was the manager, and he good manager. It was his way or
no way.
Or no way.
Yeah.
Right? So it'd be Dennis Smith.
Just looking, moving away from them two teams now. We'll put them on our website later. See you. who votes for the better side, Steph. And but we'll just move away from that now. Obviously, you were both at Bala for a while with each other. You've obviously got into Europe after you said John Irvine scored that winner against Port Talbot. But what sort of an experience was it like for you both? You know, first time in Europe. How did you enjoy it, Steph?
It was brilliant. I'd have to say probably, well, definitely one of the highlights of my footballing career so far. The fashion in which we did it as well. I mean, the playoff final and that late goal. It was just an unbelievable day. Yeah. And then going out there, what a great experience as well. You know, it was great to win the home game as well. Yeah. I mean, to win 1-0, and then go out there. Unfortunately, we obviously didn't win on aggregate and go through. But like great experience.
Was it even better, Mark, that you know you climbed from seventh, so you had to go through all them games to finally get there?
Yeah, you know, we went on that run after, I think, after Christmas.
Yeah, he won every game.
Won every game. You know, winning breeds confidence. And it was, that final day in Port Talbot was one I'll remember forever. Yeah. Great feeling just to see everyone involved with Bala. We put the hard work in. And, you know, just the good feeling that it brought.
We're just going to move away from that now, and we're going to wrap up. We'll have a look at this weekend's fixtures before we go, and a few predictions, really. We've got Aberystwyth with Connors Key. Which way can you see that one going, Steph?
I think looking at current form, you'd have to back Aberystwyth. But who knows? You know, like I said, I think Connors Key have got quality in their side, and, you know, eventually that they, you know, the quality will shine through, and who knows, they could get a result.
Mark, you're away at Kevin Druids on Friday. How can you see, obviously you're going to go for a Bala win, but see it as a tough clash?
Yeah, definitely a tough game. You know, Kevin Druids have signed a lot of players, they need wins, so it'll be a really tough game for us, but one that we're all looking forward to.
And obviously Newtown go to Carmarthen, Steph. The last time Newtown went down there, it was a bit of a humiliation, you could say. They lost 6-1. But looking for better things this time. Do you see it as another tricky place to go? I know Shane said to me today, you know, it's always a tough place to go. How do you see, you know, do you feel you can go down there and get the 3 points?
Yeah, I agree with Shane. It's definitely one of the toughest places to go in the league. You know what you're going to get when you go down there. Mark Ailes will have them up for the game, and especially after, you know, the result last week. We're confident. We've had a good training session this week. You know, we've worked on stuff, and we're all the lads are confident that we can go down there and pick up 3 points on the weekend.
Yeah, and just moving to where we are at the moment, Mark, we're at the venue. TNS got Port Talbot at home. Is that a foregone conclusion, or can you see Port Talbot springing an upset?
I can't see past TNS. No. I think they'd be too strong, especially at home. I can only see a home win there, to be honest.
And Steph, finally Sunday, the live game, Rill and Banger. It's a, you know, battle of the two of the bottom clubs at the moment. So
it's early days.
An early relegation 6-pointer.
It is early days in the league, but obviously a massively important game for both sides already.
Yeah. Would you label it a relegation 6-pointer?
I think it's a bit too early to say that. But a massively important game for confidence and how each team will go on from afterwards. Yeah, like I said, it's early days, but I think it's already a massive game in the season.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for joining me on the show tonight, gentlemen. But we're out of time for another week here. It's been a big one in the Welsh Premier League. We've got TNS, Bala and Aber sitting at the top of the table at the moment, and Nev Palsbanger and Greg Strong's Rilla are struggling down the bottom going into this weekend, but there's plenty of time left yet in the season. Well, thanks to Steph and to Mark for coming on the show. Good luck at Kevin Druids tomorrow night, Mark. Next time we'll be back. It'll be a special show. We won't be looking at the Welsh Premier League. We'll be going down the leagues. We've got representatives from Mordia United, Four Crosses, Gilsfield and Llanfyllin, as we take a look at behind the scenes at the lower Welsh football pyramid. Thanks for joining us again this evening on Robins Radio, and have an enjoyable weekend.